The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
When the pandemic hit, West Aussie teachers were told to stay in the classroom when the rest of us worked from home. When they were told they had to be vaccinated, most of them already were. That's on top of all the usual trials and tribulations teachers go through educating our kids. But now they want that hard work recognised where it counts in their pay packet. Joining me now is the WA President of the State School Teachers Union, Pat Byrne. Good morning, Pat. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ben. Good to be here.
And so where has teachers' pay been at under the McGowan government?
Well, teachers' pay has gradually, we've seen it eroded as a result of the current wages policy. And the current wages policy for public sector workers is a cap of $1,000 per annum. Now, prior to that, teachers were relatively well paid in Western Australia, and in fact for a long time were the best paid teachers in Australia. Now what we see, while other states and territories have been getting wage increases significantly higher than those in Western Australia, that teachers are about fifth in the state and territory ranking, if you like, and our principals are in fact the second lowest paid in Australia. And that's a direct consequence of this wages policy.
Yeah, well, it's really a pay freeze, because $1,000 a year is well below CPI. And so what do you want to see now?
Well, what we're asking for is an increase of 4%, which we think is a reasonable increase. There's an element of catch-up in there, but it's not an extravagant claim, and it's something that we feel that the government can afford. It's obviously had a surplus of $5.6 billion this year, which is the biggest surplus in history. And I know that there will be a lot of people wanting a bit of that surplus, but public sector workers across the board in Western Australia have, as you've noted, been going backwards under this process.
Yeah, well, other than the fact that it now seems like our teachers are, and even sort of the fifth lowest state is still pretty close to the bottom as well, but give us your pitch, Pat. Why do teachers deserve more than they're currently getting?
Well, the increases in workload are significant, and they have not been recognised by the government for a long period now, and that's the case for both teachers and principals. What we are seeing is the longer term effect of that is teacher shortages. People are not prepared to go into regional areas. People are not prepared to pick up promotional positions. The numbers of people applying for principal positions, even in the metropolitan area now, are a fraction of what they were, say, 10 years ago. So there are long-term effects starting to be felt across the board, and they are directly related to salary and to workload. Mm. That's a concern if we want to be able to continue to deliver quality education, the quality education that our children deserve, across Western Australia.
Yeah, I don't think many parents would argue with that. And now, we've spoken on this show before about that teacher shortage and what that might look like in term one next year, and there could be classrooms without teachers. But I'm curious to know, like, what do you think when you see people like Chris Ellison from Mineral Resources saying on the front page of the paper that he'll basically take anyone and pay them $120,000 after a few weeks to train to work on the mines? Do you think that is sucking teachers out of the system?
I know it is. I personally know of two excellent teachers, one of whom is now gone to the resources sector, and the other one is considering an offer. Now, these are the sort of teachers that we would be expecting to become principals, to become deputy principals, to actually lead the system in a few years' time. It is critical that we retain them in the profession, and that's not happening. My heart sank when I saw that that reported in the paper, and I thought, well, there are any number of teachers who would say, I would rather do that than have the responsibility and the workload that I currently have in teaching.
Well, that's it, right?
It's as simple as that.
Like, I think $120,000 for doing an odd job on one of Chris Ellison's mine sites would be a lot easier than what they're asked to do in a classroom with 25 kids. And so what are you hearing from the Premier or the Education Minister, Sue Ellery, on the issue of this pay rise?
We're hearing basically that we need to be patient. and that there will be some announcement made hopefully at the time of the mid-year review. And that's, well, obviously, all the public sector unions are getting the same message. We are hopeful that the outcome will be a positive outcome, and that will mean that we can actually properly enter into our enterprise bargaining process and get an outcome that's a just outcome and a fair outcome, and one that actually tries to deal with the question of attracting new teachers and stopping existing ones from leaving.
Mm. Now, I think in other states where they had schooling from home because of the pandemic, I think the value of teachers was reinforced to everybody in those states. We haven't had that here. Can you see a scenario where teachers would have to take industrial action to get a better deal from the McGowan government?
Well, that's always possible, and we go into every enterprise bargain process with that as a possibility. Now, generally speaking, as the process evolves, we manage to get an outcome that means that our members don't revert to industrial action, or at least stop work action. Whether or not that happens this time will depend on the outcome of the wages review, plus whatever is able to be achieved through the bargaining process. So we may well start the year with some action, but it won't be action that is directed at children in any way. It will be administrative things that teachers will be talking about, perhaps asking teachers not to do, and how we end up or where we end up is going to depend, obviously, on how the bargaining process evolves.
Mm. Well, I think you won't get any argument from me. You won't get an argument from a lot of other people. My mum's a teacher. I know how much you are worth. And tell me, we're heading to the end of the year. There must be plenty of teachers out there who are just counting down the hours.
Oh, I'm certain that's the case. Look, it's been a very stressful year. And while we haven't had the same lockdown pressures that we've seen in the East, there's still been a level of anxiety and concern across the board, I think, in schools. And teachers and principals are exhausted. They're very, very much looking forward to this break, and I think it'll be very well deserved.
Well deserved indeed. WA President of the State School Teachers Union, Pat Byrne, thanks as always for joining us on The West Live.
Thank you, Ben. A pleasure.